Hello, my friend. An old representative of Arad Branding Company who are listening today in this podcast. Today, we are diving into the crucial topic for everyone in the business world. Whether you're a seasoned expert or just starting out, we are going to explore a common mistake that many of us make, one that we often accept and, in doing so, invite significant trouble into our lives. What is this mistake, and how can we address it effectively? First, let's consider the prouding impact of the word we use. Words are not just symbols. They shape our reality and influence our mindsets. For instance, if you are falling down, it's important not to define yourself by that feeling. Instead of labeling yourself as a depressed, acknowledge that you are feeling low or tired. This distinction helps avoid internalizing negative status and allow you to manage your feeling more constructively. The word we choose can either empower or limit us. So, it's crucial to be mindful of their effects. Now, let's discuss the concept of balance. Many people strive for a perfect balance between work and life, believing this balance is the ultimate key to success and happiness. However, this notion of balance can be misleading and unrealistic. Can we truly be the best in every role? Whatever, as a parent, you are going to be a great or the best businessman. Or, as a businessman, can you be a greatest partner? Or as the time that you are the greatest parent, a greatest businessman, a greater partner, you act as a greater or best child for your parents at the same time? The pursuit of this idea can lead to frustrations and dissatisfactions. Instead, we should aim to understand and manage your responsibilities in a way that aligns with our goals and values. To address this, it's essential to recognize your priorities and focus on them. When we talk about balance, what we really need is a strategic approach to managing our responsibilities and goals. For example, if you are struggling to concentrate on your business because of various distractions, it's time to reassess your priorities and strategies. Updating your perspective on what matters most and channeling your resources accordingly can lead to a greater success. Let's delve deeper into the realities of balance. The idea of achieving perfect balance is often a myth. Instead of trying to balance everything equally, successful individuals typically immerse themselves fully in their primary focus. If you are working on building a business or achieving a significant goal, you need to dedicate yourself wholeheartedly to their endeavor. Trying to balance multiple roles without fully committing to any of them can result in mediocrity rather than excellence. Consider the analogy of preparing for an important exam. During this time, you wouldn't try to balance studying with numerous other activities. Instead, you'd focus instantly on your studies. If your parents call you to come and have a dinner together, you decline because you want to study and focus on the exam. If you want to have a trip with your friend, with your family, you decline. And also, people around you really give you the right because they think you are preparing yourself for an exam. But it's not the same in the trade. Understanding that these constraints, effort is temporary but necessary for achieving success. Similarly, in business, you need to immerse yourself in your role, even if it means temporarily scrapping other aspects of your life. This intense focus is often necessary for achieving your goal. Successful people who seem to have it all together are often not achieving balance in the traditional sense. Instead, they invest their energy and focus into their main goals. Managing other responsibilities as they go. This may look like a lack of balance from the outside, but it's actually a deliberate strategy for achieving significant results. They understand that to reach their goals, they must concentrate their efforts where they will have the most impact. As you progress in your journey, you may need to make difficult decisions about where to allocate your time and energy. This could involve minimizing interactions with certain individuals or reducing your involvement in non-essential activities. The aim isn't to achieve a mythical state of perfect balance, but to direct your efforts in a way that maximizes your success. When it comes to role model and example of success, focus on their work ethic and dedicating rather than trying to replicate their leisure activities or distractions. Successful individuals have often invested years of intense effort into their work and overcome numerous challenges. Understanding their journey and dedications can provide valuable lessons on how to approach your own goal. Moreover, it's important to remember that balance is a dynamic concept, not a static state. Your definition of balance will evolve as you progress in your career and personal life. It's not about achieving a non-size-fits-all balance, but about finding a rhythm that works for you at different stages of your journey. So, in conclusion, if you want to be balanced in your life, you have to understand to monitorize and update your people in your life. Some people, as your friends, as your people around you, your homemate or something like that, you have to remove them. Not because these guys are dangerous people for your business, no. Because there are some people who have a negative energy. There are some people who are not going to help you. Or there are some people in your same level right now. These guys are not going to help you become a successful man or growing up. And they are going to stop you in the way. So, in a time, for a time limit, that you are focusing yourself in the business, you have to remove them all. Also, you have to understand that there is some second group of people that you are not going to remove them, but you have to lower your contact with them. For example, your family. For example, your partner, and so on. Because you want to change your life, because you want to earn lots of the money, lots of income, you have to focus on something special. Even actors, when they have a special role in a movie, they are not allowed to work on other movies too as a first or a special role there. Why? Because they have to focus all their energy on it. So they have to minimize their other activities and responsibilities and focus and energy on other sides too. So for you, there is some group of people you have to lower your focus on them to particularly focus on your goal, which is the trade, which is the income, which is the business. And the third group, if the people that you have to continue your activities with them or make it more. Some successful businessmen, your mentoring team here in Arad Branding Company, the representative who have higher grade in Arad Branding Company. These guys is people that are going to help you in the way, make this process faster, and really affect on your future, on your business. So you have to work with them more and more, and it's one of the ways that you have to focus on it. So, in conclusion, I want to say, don't get bogged down by the prescience of a perfect balance. Instead, embrace the concepts of immersion and dedication, focusing your key tasks and responsibilities. Recognize that achieving success often required concentrated efforts and commitments. As you move forward, you can adjust and find your own version of balance that align with your personal and professional goals. So, I hope this podcast can really help you changing your life. And all the topic in this podcast is a mindset. If you work on your mindset, everything solved after. You can manage all the process and you are not going to face with any problem with anything in all your further steps. So, thanks for tuning in to today's podcast and discussion. Let's take this insight and continue moving forward on your path to success. Remember, It's not about perfect balancing, but about dedicating yourself fully to what matters most and adjusting as you grow.